Amen. At this time, I would like to introduce to most and present to all our mistress of order today. She is Sister Kimberly Huggins Marshall. She is the wife of presiding elder Dr. Willie Eugene Marshall. And she is a strong woman of God. Amen. She is our district consultant for the Ozark Troy District. She's happy all the time, it seems like. And she's gonna guide this service as the Lord would have her to do. So at this time, would you give a round of applause and encouragement to district consultant, amen, of the Ozark Troy District, Sister Kimberly Huggins Marshall.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I don't know about you, but I'm rejoicing, and I'm glad in it. We want to welcome you to the annual Missionary Day celebration, the Allie Lee Clark Scunyers WMS Missionary Society. I'm going to go ahead and establish protocol so I won't have to come back. We are greetings to Sister Nikki Mills, YPD Director, Lady Tara Harris, Southeast Conference YPD Director, Life Member, Sister Marge Simmons, local president, to Sister Lorraine McDaniels, first vice president of the local society and our area chair for the Ozark Troy District WMS, Dr. D. Michelle Sherrod, our capable and awesome president of the Southeast Alabama Conference WMS, to our life member, Sister Cheryl Whiting, president of the 9th Episcopal District WMS, to Pastor Willie White, the host pastor here, and he is the greatest of the greatest, amen? To the presiding elders, Dr. Marshall and Dr. Sherrod, to Supervisor Dina Young McAllister, supervisor of the 9th Episcopal District WMS, and to our very own Bishop Julius H. McAllister, Jr., presiding prelate of the 9th Episcopal District. Family, Jesus commissions us in Matthew 28 through 19 to go teach, to baptize, and to trust that he is with us until the end of age. This means his presence is not distant, but it is here right now, active among us. As we enter into worship, let us open our hearts to God who calls us, equips us, and walks with us. The printed program is here. We have one correction. The music will be rendered by the male chorus of John's Chapel AME Church. Amen? So, as we worship, remember we do not stand alone. We stand in his authority, his love, and abiding presence. Let every song, every prayer, the messenger, and every moment on today be an offering to the one who calls and stays with us. Amen. God bless.
Would you please stand at this time for the doxology?
Praise God from whom? Thank you.
worship. Here I am, Lord. Written by our own Sister Laureen McDaniel, Ozark Troy Area Chair. Amen. We gather as women called to serve and uplift. When there is work to be done and lives to be touched, with faith in our hearts and love in our hands, all together real loud, here we are, Lord, ready, willing, and faithful. Amen. Good job. Opening hymn, This Is My Mission. Blessed with his goodness, blessed with his love, blessed with his showers that come from above, blessed with his sunshine, blessed with his air, I'll go on helping everywhere. Without further lining, let us sing with uplifted voices. This is my mission.
Blessed
with his goodness, blessed with his love, blessed with his shine.
Good to see everybody today. So we bow for our prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you allowed us to be here today. We are thankful that you watched over us and you kept us and you made our travel safe. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so blessed that you love us. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so blessed that you have not left us. We are so blessed that you give us another chance, and another chance, and another chance.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bless this service today. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to be here among our sisters and our brothers. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would lead and guide us missionaries to do what is needed each and every day. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and kindness. Dear Heavenly Father, be with us. If you lead us, we shall be led. If you guide us, we will not go astray. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
I will be reading for your hearing this afternoon, Matthew, the 28th chapter, beginning at the 16th verse. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. God's word for the people of God. Be blessed.
Give up and let Jesus take over. Give up and let Jesus take over. Give up and let Jesus take over. And he will make a way. Let him take over, let him take over, give up, come on man,
and let Jesus take over.
Oh, give up and let Jesus, let him take over. That's all you gotta do, and he will make a way, he'll make a way for you. If you have bridges that you can't cross, and you have mountains
that you can't climb. And if you have valleys that you can't tread, just give up and let Jesus, let him take over for you. All you got to do, give up and let Jesus take over. Give up and let Jesus take over. Well, just give up and let Jesus mountains that you can't climb. Mm-hmm. You have rivers you can't cross. All you got to do is just give up. Don't give out and let Jesus take over. Just give up. Give up. Let Jesus, let him take over. Let him take over. You say that one more time.
Give up and let Jesus take over. Give up and let Jesus take over. Give up and let Jesus take over.
I stand before you for candlelight service in memory of our Women's Missionary Society sisters. It has been like this for me all day today. Please bow your heads for a moment of prayer. Lord, I need you. Heavenly Father, our hearts are broken as we grieve the passing of our beloved missionary sisters. They were our friends, sisters, and so much more. A gift of love and light to everyone who knew them. Lord, we thank you for the time we were blessed to share with them. Even though they're gone, they let their light shine while they were here. We pray that you welcome them in your heavenly kingdom, where there is no more pain, no more sorrow, only joy in your presence forever. Comfort us, Lord, in our loss. Fill our emptiness with your peace, and remind us that one day we will see them again in the glory of your everlasting home. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Our scripture is John 14, chapter 1 through the 4th verses from the New Living Translation. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am, and you know the way to where I am going. We dedicate this service today in loving memory of our local missionary sisters, life member Sister Ruthie Mae Neal Warren, former third vice president, Sister Mary Elizabeth Libbo Bell Jackson, former local correspondence secretary, and Sister Barbara Holmes Fields, former member, Commission on Membership and Recruitment, and hospitality chairperson. Our beloved sisters left precious memories, and they would remind us. Sunset and evening star, and one clear call for me. And may there be no morning at the bar when I put out to sea. Because I've done my work. I've sung my song. I've done some wrong. I've done some good. I've done some wrong. So death comes to us just to open the door to the kingdom of God and life evermore. There, I'm waiting for you. If you would please join me in the song of triumph when we all get to heaven.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm here to you, your greetings and occasion. Greetings. Good afternoon, and on behalf of Reverend Willie White Jr., our pastor, and the ladies and associate members of the Allie Lee Clark Scunyers Missionary Society, we welcome you to our special Women's Missionary Day celebration. We are grateful for your presence. On this blessed day, we celebrate and honor the dedication, compassion, and unwavering commitment of women in mission. Under the theme, Women Who Are Called, Committed, and Commissioned to Serve, we are reminded of the powerful words found in Isaiah 6:8. Like the prophet, we are called to step forward in faith, ready to serve wherever God leads. This occasion is a time of reflection and renewal, a time to recommit ourselves to being the hands and feet of Christ in our homes, our churches, and our communities. As we worship today, may our hearts be open, our spirits be willing, and our voices ready to declare, "Here we are, Lord. Send us." Thank you.
First, give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for making this day possible. To the already established protocol, good afternoon. It is my distinct honor and pleasure to present to you a phenomenal, educated, anointed, and highly esteemed woman of God, the Reverend Tracy Horns of Hines Chapel AME Church. Reverend Horn is a powerful preacher, as you will witness and contest to that today. She has many accolades, as you can see in her bio. She's the devoted wife of 35 years to the Reverend Paul Horn, a mother of three and a grandmother of three. On this Women Missionary Society annual day, we celebrate the gift she is to the kingdom of God. After a selection, please join me in receiving my sister in Christ, the Reverend Tracy Holmes.
How many of y'all know God don't change? Dr. Nichols gonna remind us of that, that God is God and he don't change.
Change. He do what he did before. anybody in here ever been sick? In your own house, in the hospital, the nursing home, anywhere. Did you know that God is a doctor and he won't change? I tell you, God is a doctor and he won't change. Oh, he can do again what he did before. Same yesterday and forevermore. God is God and he won't change. Got one more. God is my provider and he won't change. Ooh, God is my provider and he won't change. Oh, he can do again what he did before. The same yesterday and forevermore. God is God and he won't change. I wonder, can y'all say that? God is God and he won't change. Change. I tell you, he can do what he did, before. The same yesterday and forevermore. God is God, and he won't change.
Oh, he won't change.
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 He won't
he never lose his power.
He won't
change.
He won't change.
Anybody know that he won't?
He won't change.
He won't change.
He won't
change. My God won't change.
He won't change.
He won't change.
He won't
same as today.
He won't
forever more.
He won't change.
He won't change.
He won't change.
He won't change.
He won't
my God won't change.
He won't
my God won't change.
He won't
oh God is God. And he won't
change.
Oh, God,
God is God. And he won't change.
Ooh,
he drew again like he did before. The same yesterday and forevermore. God is God. And he won't change.
Anybody know God to be God and he won't change?
Yeah.
He'll never leave us,
yeah.
nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. First, give it honor to Christ, whom is the head of my life. I do thank God for being here on today. Glory be to God. To the angel of this house, Reverend White, for the invitation of coming today. Thank you so much. And your lovely queenly wife, Mrs. White, we give God glory and honor. For you all, to our presiding elders that's in the place on today, to presiding elder Marshall and consultant Marshall, we glorify and thank God for you. To presiding elder, my presiding elder Frederick Sherrod, we thank God for him and his lovely wife, consultant D. Michelle Sherrod. We thank God for being in the place on today. I thank God for everyone on their own level, all component leaders, all laity, and most of all, I thank God for my husband, which is unable to be with us on today. Thank God for him, and thank God for Hines Chapel, and thank God for the Chapel family that found it not robbery to come and show your First Lady some support on today. Thank you so much. I will not be before you long, but I also want to give God glory and honor for my friend. Hallelujah, Dr. Townsend. I was talking to her just a few days ago, and I told her I was going to be in her city, and she found it not robbery to come and support on today. To all spouses, pastors, and spouses, we thank God for you. If you're in this place, we give God glory and honor for you on today.
And for my husband that just decided to walk in the door, we thank God for him being in the place. Wow, he's always surprising me. Glory be to God. If you will, just go with me to your theme scripture, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Matthew 28, verses 18 and 20. And we will begin reading at the 18th verse. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. A subject for today is just a three-letter, three-word command. Answer the call. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor to answer the call. Hallelujah. Nothing deep about it, nothing mysterious about it, nothing theologically about it. Just answer the call. Hallelujah. There's nothing more annoying or dissatisfying to me to be sitting in a room and someone with a phone is ringing, and it keeps ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, and nobody answers the call. It's improper to not give a proper response when your phone is ringing. There should be a response. Answer the call. Regardless of who's on the other end, there should always be a proper response. You either answer the call or you send them to your messages or you send them a notification, but there ought to be an answer to answer the call. Make you want to just tell them, will you turn around and just answer your phone? It's kind of annoying. Just answer the call. I can only imagine how God feels when he continues to call us to do his work and we continue to ignore his call. When there is a call, there should always be a proper response. When are you going to answer the call to service? When are you going to answer the call to ministry? When are you going to answer the call to obedience? When are you going to commit fully to the work God has commissioned you to do? Whatever he has called and commissioned you to do, do it to the glory of God. We may not have the same call, but guess what? We all been called to do something, and we have a call, and we should answer the call. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12 tells us, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We all have been called to help reconcile men and women and children back to God. Will you answer the call on today? We answer the calls from our children. We answer the calls from our spouse. We answer the calls from our friends. We answer calls from our job. When are we going to answer the most important call that you could ever receive in your life and answer the call for Jesus? Yes, 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 there are important things that we do. But answering the call of God is one of the most satisfying things that we could ever do. Answering the call to God and our commitment level should be more engaging in our spiritual work as with any work that we commit to. Our commitment to God and the work of God must be intentional and it must be sacrificial because we serve an intentional and sacrificial God. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor to just answer the call. It is time to evaluate our lives and to have a performance check of our work ethics toward God and the things of God. How committed are we to going out into the highways and the hedges and the byways and compelling men and women to come in to the house of God? Sometimes we forget that if it was not for others that saw us in the shape that we were in and compelled us to come to Christ, we don't know where we would be right now. If it had not been for God that was peace for sure. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I, for it was Jesus that paid it all on Calvary's cross for you and for me. Here we are with a familiar passage of text. Jesus' final command to his disciples before ascending to heaven. This is a very familiar passage. Jesus addresses his disciples in Matthew, and he begins to tell them to continue the work of making disciples. Continue baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. When answering the call, you must understand that it's just no ordinary call. You must understand that it is, number one, a commission call. A commission to do God's work. Commission is to give an instruction, command, or duty to a person or a group of people. We have been given instructions directly by God to go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. Go and seek those that are lost and show them the light. We should ask ourselves a question on today. Who have we discipled lately? Who have we witnessed to lately? Who have we showed Christ to lately? This call calls for a response, calls for a commitment, it calls for a consideration, and it calls for action. Are we carrying out the Great Commission Jesus commissioned his disciples to do? We should be witnessing to the lost and leading them to Christ, our Savior. We should be telling them about a God that has all power and a God that has all authority. You know the one El Shaddai, Almighty God. You know the one El Elyon. He is the Most High God. You know Yahweh. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is our banner. We should be leading them and telling them about a man who's able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Are we being the model Christians Jesus commissioned us to be? Are we serving this present age our calling to fulfill? Are we going to the highways? Are we going door to door? Are we going asking them, do you know Jesus, the one who died for you, the one who lives for you, the one who set you free, the one who delivered you, the one who controlled your mind when the enemy came up against you like a flood and tried to take control of your mind? Do you know the one? Hallelujah. He has equipped each of us with what is necessary to complete every assignment we have been given. Jeremiah 1:5 tells us that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Not only have we been commissioned, but we must understand that we have been commanded to do so. He didn't ask the question, would you? He didn't ask the question, can you? But he gave you a specific command to do the work. We have been commanded to work. I must work the works of him who have sent me while it is yet day. The night comes when no man can work. It is time to work the work. It's time to operate in the power of command. The power of command is on our life. It is time to operate in the power of your command and witness to the lost, to go and make disciples, to lay hands on the sick and the sick recover. Hallelujah. It's time to go and lay hands on the blinded eyes and the blinded eyes become open. It's time to go in and attack and the enemy on everybody's behalf. Every affliction must go. Every depression must go. Everything has to leave when Jesus is on the scene. Every disease has to vanish when we learn how to operate in our power of command. For greater is he that is on the inside of us than he that is in the world. Do not be concerned about people. Focus on the commander. Regardless what anyone says, focus on your command. Don't be concerned about how and why people are in the situations and circumstances they are in, but use your power of command to set every captive free, to break every chain of bondage, to heal all sickness, to raise all the dead, to lead them to the one who is able to keep them from falling, to lead them to the one who's never lost a battle. Anybody know him to be a battle axe in the time of a storm? Anybody know him to be a way maker? Anybody know him to be God? Exercise our power of command. Call those things that be not as though they were. Greater works shall you perform. Work the work of the one who has sent you while it is yet day. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his voice. As long as there is breath in my body, as long as there is breath in your body, we need to make the conscious decision every day of our lives to just answer the call. My daddy used to sing a song, I'm going to do all I can for my Lord. I'm going to do all I can for my Lord. I'm going to do all I can till I can't do no more. I'm going to do all I can for my Lord. The third thing we must do, and then I'm going to my seat, is complete the work. I encourage you to complete the work of the one who has sent you. There are a lot of works that we start and we stop. But this is a work that we should never start and stop, because God has paved the way for us, and we've got to learn how to complete our task. Stay focused in this season. Do what God has called for you to do. Your work is like no other work. Nobody can do it quite like you can do it. That's because God has commissioned and has commanded you to do the work. All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to us by Christ Jesus. The harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, we're going to pray that he send forth the laborers in his harvest. I just came to encourage you on today to finish the work. Whatever you have been given to do, do it until the honor and the glory of God. Whatever gift he has placed in your life, do it until the glory and honor of God. If he called you to prophesy, prophesy with accuracy. If he called you to ministry, minister the adulterated word of God in truth and in spirit. If he called you to teach, teach with understanding, teach with clarity. Teach and do what God has called forth for you to do, because God is able to do anything but fail. He has equipped you to do the work. Whatever he's called forth for you to do, do it. Give it everything that you got. We can do all things through Christ, because he is the one who strengthens us. And because he is the one who strengthens us, no weapon formed against you shall ever be able to prosper. So I came today to just put some encouragement in you. Hallelujah, that you put your feet to the ground, you put your mouth to action, you put your hands to action, and you do the work that God has commanded and called forth for you to do. Matthew 11 and 12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. There are some things that you can't just walk in there and ask for. You're going to have to learn how to use your authority and complete the work, and you're going to have to go in and take it by force. Anybody got a force on the inside of you that you're waiting on? Anybody that God has placed the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you to go in and take? do. The question remains on today. Will you answer the call? And our response shall be yes, Lord, yes. Yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to your plan. Yes, Lord, I'm gonna obey. Yes to the Lord and Savior who crucified you, who was crucified, not because of anything that he did. He was crucified, beat, bled, hung because of you and I, sins that he had nothing to do with, but he died so that we could have life and life more abundantly. Crucified for your sins, crucified for my sins, but thank God that's not how the story ends. Hey, he died on a Friday, but I'm here to declare on today that 3 days later, he got up. Anybody know we serve a risen and a God that got up? Hallelujah. Anybody know God to be a God that will raise you up? Hallelujah. Because he got up, we can get up. So I want you to get up off your do nothing on today, because we serve a live and a risen God. Hallelujah. Do what nobody else can do but you. Hallelujah. Do what nobody else can do. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but when my eyes are shut, when I see the master face to face, I want him to look at me and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou have been faithful over a few, but I will make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Answer the call.
Come on, let's bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the preacher. Amen. Come on, let's thank the Lord for Reverend Horn, Tracy Horn, this afternoon. Amen. Amen. Not only a great sermon will make you shout, but a great sermon will make you think. And critical thinking has taken place this afternoon. What a wonderful message. Great challenge, answer the call. Let's stand all over the church this afternoon. At the choir scene, what song you have? I say, yes, Lord, yes, to your will, to your... She put that in that message, amen, yeah. Can y'all sing that? Y'all know that?
I'll say yes.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll say yes.
Lord. Come on, this is your opportunity to come. Come, come, come. Come, come, come.
When your spirit
come,
speaks
come.
To me.
Come on, answer the call. Come, come. Come, come.
And my answer will be yes, Lord. Yeah. Ooh, I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yeah.
Yes, oh yes, yes, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Reverend Horn has given us the commission. Answer the call. To God be the glory. That was just absolutely phenomenal. Now we're down to the program when everyone can participate, the offering. And I'm going to ask Sister White and her committee, along with Sister Nicole Nichols, to come forward.
You all may come around. Started from the back and come to the front. What are we asking for? $20.
Give and I give it back to you. Runneth over, and with good measures, give and I give it back to you. 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 Press down. Shaken together, running over, and with good measures, give and I give it back to you. 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 Press down. Shake it together, run it over, and with good measures, give it and give it back to you.
St. Paul AME Church, Euphrenia Neil Morris, Women's Missionary Society, $20. Greater Bethel AME Church, Women's Missionary Society, $15. Reverend David Earl Reddick and Mrs. Reddick, $25. $25 for the Dothan Follow this area and $25 for Dr. Sherrod. All things come of thee, O Lord.
All things come of thee.
Thank you for your gifts. We will continue the remainder of the program as printed. I want to thank you for allowing me to be your worship leader on today. Know that I love you with all my heart, and God bless you all.
It's me again. And we would love to member you. If you are not a member of the Women's Missionary Society, we would love for you to join. The Women's Missionary Society of the African Methodist Episcopal Church emphasizes a commitment to service, evangelism, education, and social action. New members are charged to be the voice of those who cannot speak for themselves and to work as a cohesive body. The Allie Lee Clark Sconyers Women's Missionary Society welcomes two new members since the last annual conference, and we will present them with a certificate today, and it says, Allie Lee Clark Sconyers Women Missionary Society, Johns Chapel AME Church, Enterprise, Alabama, welcomes new members 2025-2026 conference year. This certifies that Sister Yvette Matthews and we have a young adult missionary, Brittany Bradley, is a new and beloved member of the local society with all the rights, responsibilities, and benefits thereof. Annual Missionary Day, April 26, 2026, signed by me as a life member acting chair, Commission on Membership and Recruitment, life member Marguerite Simmons, president, and Reverend Willie White, Jr., hot dog, pastor. These are their certificates, and I think that, is Brittany here? She's working already. Oh, there she is, okay. And Yvette, I'm not sure if she's in the kitchen. She's not here, okay. Well, our president will present them, but Ebony, Brittany's here, you can give hers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We thank God that you all thought it not robbery to come and be with us today. And on behalf of Pastor White and the John Chapel family, we would like to let you know how much we appreciate you coming. And we'd like to, if you'd like to greet us at this time, we would be happy to hear from you. Is there anyone who would like to give us a little small greeting at this time? Anyone? Okay, I do have one announcement. Greater Bethel AME Church, Highway 231, Brundage, Alabama, Ruth Rhymes WMS Day, May 17th, 2026, 2 p.m. The speaker will be Reverend Annie Mays, and Reverend Van Harris is the pastor. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Can we? Amen. Let's give her a round of applause. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Give her a round of applause. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Let's give her and her team a round of applause. Amen. Amen. We appreciate all of you coming today. Is there anyone else? Amen. Amen. Pastor, could you come across the stage for just one moment? Y'all will just take 30 seconds. I believe at this point, with my remarks, I left my bulletin somewhere. Is that me? Yeah. Oh, okay. I got a lot of help. So I've already shared most of my remarks, but I'd like to add to what has been said about this preacher. Because I texted her and this, that, and the other, and I'd always ended almost with, I know there is a word, and that has been true. Thank you so much, and I'm gonna answer the call. I like that. I'm gonna talk about it, not just talk about it. I'm gonna do it. Amen, amen. I'll text you when I get it done. Amen. At this time, I'd like to ask all the members of the Allie Lee Clark Scanyers Women's Missionary Society who are still in the building to please stand and let them see what hard-working women we have here at John Chapel. Most of them, I think, are in there with us. Amen. Amen. So thank you all for coming, and certainly I appreciate this royalty that has been up here with us today. Let's give them a round of applause. Amen. Amen. But please don't leave the building. We're gonna have a repast afterwards, and we would like for all of you to stay. And we thank you so much for coming, and we hope to see some of you at the Women's Missionary Society events and services that are coming up. Amen. All right. Thank you so much. At this time, We'll hear from Silver Sister Laureen McDaniel, Ozark Troy Area WMS Chair. She's also the first vice of the local church, and she is in a lot of clubs and things where she does a lot of work, but she does it with excellence. And let's give her a round of applause as she comes forth.
Good afternoon. To the established protocol. The word of God from an awesome servant of God, Reverend Horn, simply explained the gift of a missionary, that we simply answer the call with a passion to share God's love, serve others, and help bring people closer to Christ. Whether across the street or across the world, missionaries, we answer the call. Thank you all for being with us today. Be blessed. And now I present to you Dr. D. Michelle Sherrod, Southeast Conference WMS President.
Giving honor to the Most High. Thank you, Reverend Tracy Horn, for that inspiring message. I don't know about you all, but she encouraged my soul. Amen. On behalf of the Southeast Conference Women Missionary Society, I extend my gratitude to the Allie Lee Clark Sconyer Women Missionary Society for your unwavering commitment to the work of mission and to the kingdom of God. Thank you, President Simmons, the WMS officers and members, for your dedication to service and your support to the Southeast Conference and the Episcopal District Initiative and the Compassionate Care Project. Thank you. We sincerely appreciate each of you. May God bless you and keep you as we continue doing His will, His way. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. And while you're standing as our WMS local president, come on, y'all, let's give her a hand clap of praise for being able to help us. Amen. Great job, Sister Morris Simmons, our local president, and your team, just outstanding, fantastic, superb. Thank you to all the pastors, the preachers who are here. Can you all stand? Amen. Our retired Presiding Elder Huggins, good to see you. Our Presiding Elder Marshall, amen. And good to see our Presiding Elder here in the Southeast Conference, Presiding Elder Sherrod. Come on, y'all, let's give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. Reverend Mann, good to see you, Pastor Mann. Good to see you. Good to see you, Dr. Townsend. Good to see you. We're so thankful and grateful for all the pastor preachers who are here with us this afternoon. And we are thankful. I am grateful for, again, our local WMS being able to do what God has called us to do. So immediately after the benediction, we have a quick repast prepared for you all, so we can continue on to celebrate in the goodness of the Lord. Your faithfulness will determine God's fruitfulness. And because of our faithfulness, God is pouring out a whole lot of fruit our way. And Papa said, if you receive something that you didn't need, don't look at your harvest, look at your seed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're so thankful for our men being able to make that adjustment. The team, thank you for the Brent, our musician, for making an adjustment. We are ready. Amen, bless you, you're fine, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. At this time now, we are ready. I think we are. Missionary benediction. Oh, blessing the food. Yeah, let us stand. Amen. 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 Our presiding elders, you all want to greet us before we bless the food? Is that another Marcia? Is that another Sharon? Amen. Bless you. Is that another Huggins? You good? Miss Huggins? You good? All right, we good? All right. Father, we thank you, the Lord, again for your sweet, sweet spirit. Thank you, God, for your awesome power. Thank you, God, for using the preacher one more time. We have to answer the call. The call of salvation, the call of sanctification, and the call of service. Now, God, bless the food for nursing our bodies. Bless the hand that prepared the food. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.